Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, got the kind of love making me say, yeah, baby. Oh, baby.
Short of mine.
Fuck the hotel room, cause it's about to go down. You night, my mic. I'm about to put on a show now. We ain't gotta go far in the back of my car, I'm entering your town. I'm a custom place that you thought was lost. Baby girl, have me.
Yo, what's happening, everybody? Welcome to another edition of Sin City Radio. What's up, man? Where you at?
Dude, what happened to the music?
I jacked that one up, man.
Act
like it never happened.
What's happening, everybody? Welcome to Sin City Radio. This is your boy, Cat, chilling as usual. My man, Father Time, who's really fucking up tonight. Really, though.
Man. I can't ever get that shit to fade right, man.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I'm like, okay, where the fuck did the music go?
Boy. What's happening, everybody?
What's going down? All right, y'all. I know back from a wild weekend, chilling with my man Father Time down there in the soda. Must say that we had a blast, man. We had big fun, you know what I'm saying? Kicked it, relaxed, did what we supposed to did. I enjoyed myself. Gotta say thank you, brother. I really did enjoy myself.
It's all gravy, baby. It's all gravy.
Man, this has been an exhausting week. I know that.
Yeah, it happens. All right, let's get to it, man.
Okay,
now, what were you talking about?
All right, check this out. Today, you know what I'm saying? You know, everybody know me, know I do my little maintenance work. And I went inside the crib. I ain't going to say no name, nobody's house. I'm not going to put nobody on blast like that. But I went into a house. I knocked on the door. Continuously knock. You know the thing, give it three hard knocks. So I gave my three hard knocks. I grabbed my keys and I proceeded on into the house. Yelled out, maintenance. And the lady's like, yeah. And I'm like, maintenance, I'm here to fix the AC. No, before I said that, let me rewind. I said, maintenance. She got real snooty and snappy. Yeah, can I help you? Michael, I'm here to fix the AC. Now, if anybody that don't know, ACs leaks heat, and those are priorities. Those are number one priorities. If you call in, say your AC's out, that's a priority that we got to fix. If you call in and say that water's running everywhere, that's a priority you got to fix. Say same thing with the heat in the winter. Now, you called me, now it's 90 degrees outside, you in here with no AC, but your house is atrocious. Atrocious, dog. When I say the house looked bad, man, the house looked bad. Now.
Okay.
You know, and she gets up and she's looking at me like she got an attitude. Like, you know, like, why would I just walk in the house? You knew I was coming. Why the fuck didn't you clean it up?
Hmm. no, man. What's happening, Janine?
Hello.
Hey, what's going on, baby?
Not that much.
All right. Now, I'm talking about this house here. The house from hell. Now, I get in there. You know, the house is atrocious. She looks at me. Now, she had an AC, you know, an AC problem, which we consider emergency. Because, you know, it's 90, 100 degrees inside that house. Shit, you fuck around and have a damn heat stroke. But
okay.
I could barely get in the motherfucker because, I'm stepping over shit. I mean, I didn't have a need to have to go in the kitchen, but I went past the kitchen. Dishes piled up. I mean, house don't look like it's been cleaned in a very long, long, long time. But, so, you know, like I said, she want to get attitude with me because I come in there. You know, and I'm like, okay, now I done seen some, well, I ain't going to say some dudes. I done seen a dude in and out, in and out, in and out. So, you know, a female brought it to my attention that, you know, because I'm like, well, that house is nasty. And a female brought it to my attention that, well, you saying the house nasty, that means the dude got to be just as nasty as her. Now, and I'm thinking in a situation like that, would you say the dude is just as nasty, or, I mean, what would you say?
I would agree.
Now, the argument that the men presented was that, well, hell, he don't live there. He just come there, fuck her ass, and leave.
But then you basically saying you okay with that if you with somebody who nasty like that. Okay, but what if you decide to move in? What you saying? Oh, now it's gonna be different.
Good point.
You
because
see what I'm
that,
so
the
what,
first thing. I hear you because the first thing she gonna say is, "Well, you knew I was like this before you even moved in."
Exactly.
Okay. Tom, what's your take on it?
Clean up the goddamn house.
I don't care if we is just fucking buddies. I still want to come on. I mean, if you go invite a motherfucker over your house, at least clean the motherfucker up. I mean, come
now,
on. Even if I'm there all the time.
Hold on. Now, and I'm not going to say that. Honestly and truly, today was pretty much like my probably second or third time I've been in the house. Now, I've never seen the house immaculate, you know, but this one was probably the worst that I've seen. So, you know, I don't know if she cleans up when he comes over or not. I'm not going to say that the house just looks any kind of way because I don't know. But I'm just saying.
It don't matter, man. It don't matter. If you used to laying around and fucked up shit like that, you're a fucked up ass female. I'm sorry. I ain't female bashing, but you're a fucked up ass. I mean, one thing a woman should be is clean. You might have an old nasty ass old man around the house, but 99% of women are clean. You know what I'm saying?
That's a high number.
Let me ask you this, dog. Hold on, dog. Now listen to this. This time I'm gonna break it down for you. If a woman keep a nasty house, imagine her body.
That's what I was gonna say too. That's
okay.
What I think people
okay.
think.
I can
think
go with
like
that one. Okay. I mean, now, like I said, I was like, ugh, like really. You know, like, and when I say, you know, like I said, I really didn't have a reason to go in the, kitchen. So, but I just, you know, by me having to go back and forth, I could see the kitchen. The kitchen was right there, so I could literally just see it. And I'm sitting there thinking, like, God damn. You know?
What? Was your face turned up while you talking about she had an attitude? Maybe that was why.
You know what? I was told today by a male worker of mine is that I have a problem with hiding my feelings because my facial expression shows everything.
Mm-hmm.
Now I don't know if my facial expression showed that I was just disgusted at her house, but I was told that today. I was told, and actually it's funny that you brought that up because the first thing he said is, did you go in there with that fucked up look on your face? And I was like, you know, I'm looking like, what fucked up look? He's like, the fucked up look you always give when you mad or you pissed off. I didn't realize
what?
I did that, but... What was you about to say, dog?
That shit, I lived in apartments damn near my whole entire life. That's just in a damn lease, man. You're supposed to keep that motherfucker decent.
Mm-hmm.
You should have reported her ass.
See, and now, with that being said, now, I was told that. I was told I should have reported it. But come on, man. We ain't grow up like that. We ain't grow up snitching on motherfuckers.
Man, when I was doing maintenance, dog, and if I walked in a fucked up ass crib, I let the motherfuckers know, man. You know what I'm saying? Because motherfuckers walk in my crib and it's fucked up, they gonna let the motherfuckers know. It's part of your lease, man. And I'm the maintenance man. I shouldn't have to step over shit to get to what I gotta work on. At least clean up for the maintenance man. Goddamn.
And then what happens when they get bugs and bed bugs and all that stuff? Then y'all gotta clean that stuff.
Yeah, you're right. I have ran across some cribs that had them damn bed bugs in it.
Man, that's a horrible thing, man.
And I'm gonna tell you honestly, you ain't never seen four men run out of a damn apartment like a bunch of bitches in your life until you seen them motherfuckers say that motherfucker infested with bed bugs. Boy, we running out that motherfucker. We look like Barnaby running down Fifth Avenue. We screaming.
But you bed bugs don't come from a dirty crib. You know what I mean? You carry them motherfuckers with you, man.
I mean,
that's one thing
ain't
about
always
them motherfuckers.
The I'm just saying. I know that ain't always the case, but still, that it'll help. Shit.
Well, roaches now. Roaches is in a dirty ass crib.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It don't matter. Once you get one, it don't matter how clean you get clean that motherfucker. Them bitches gonna be there. And then you start spraying them motherfuckers, they babies get immune to the spray you used the first time. Now you got to go get some more potent shit. You know what I'm saying? But now, I will tell you this, man. I was in a situation where the girl normally kept a clean crib. A crib was always clean when I went through there. You know, not that I was going over there every week and shit. You know what I mean?
Right.
And then she got a boyfriend, you know what I'm saying? And after a while, she started keeping a dirty crib. You know what I'm saying? Now, in my mind, I'm thinking she was clean at first. Now she's dirty. Maybe she's dirty trying to get rid of this motherfucker who don't want to leave. You know, now, Janine, you a woman. Is that some shit a woman to do?
Yes, it is.
Really?
Not me, per se, but, yeah, I've seen it. They stop, it's basically like you stop doing everything you used to doing. And then that
to get rid of the motherfucker.
Yeah, then eventually he's going to get tired and want to leave.
Now, what happens is that backfire, he get comfortable like, shit don't bother me.
Right.
Then she just going to kick his ass out.
And that's what happened. She ended up kicking the dude out at the end. You know what I mean? Now, I don't know if her crib is clean now because I ain't been over there in a few years. But that's what happened. She just stopped doing everything. She wasn't washing dishes, nothing. You know what I mean? And he just laying around in the shit like it don't bother him. I'm like, man, come on. Somebody got to clean up now. This don't make no sense. But I'm just thinking that she did it to get rid of him. You know what I mean? And like you say, dog, it backfired because he just laid around like it wasn't shit. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you got a cat and you can't find your cat because your floor is covered with shit. You know what I mean? Not shit, but just, you know, piled up clothes, dirty ass kitchen. I mean, you know what I'm saying? The litter box had been changed in about 3 months. This shit was crazy, man. And he just laid around in it like it didn't bother him. You know, like, hey, man, you want to play the game? No, motherfucker, I'm about to leave. You know what I'm saying? You know, you got to take shit. You got to move shit from the couch so a motherfucker can sit down. That's crazy to me, man. That don't make no sense, man. And I'm sure thinking about riding over there just to stop by and say hi. Just to see if that motherfucker clean, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
She might got a new dude.
You know what I don't like is when they call themselves trying to clean, but then it's a big ass pile of garbage in the middle of their floor. They just swept it all together, but it's still on the floor.
Right. Okay, it's clean. No, it's not clean until you get that fucking garbage up.
Well, maybe they was taking a break.
No.
No. I ain't talking about no break. I'm talking about they just decided they done, and they just pushed everything into a big old pile together.
That's kind of fun. Dudes usually just throw shit in the closet. We had shit in the closet. Whatever you do, don't open up that closet door. Because, you know, you ain't no telling what's going to fall out. But
yeah,
I ain't
that's
never
true.
Shit in the middle of the floor and left it. I just pushed that shit in the closet.
But I mean,
yes,
but y'all probably talking
that.
About clothes. Y'all probably talking about clothes, though. I'm talking about actual trash. Shit that's supposed to go in the garbage that was on your floor and you just swept it together.
And left
no.
it?
When no.
You
had
just,
no,
you
no,
just
no.
left it and just left it on the floor.
I ain't never seen no shit like that before. I mean, I seen a motherfucker clean and, you know, sweep and shit, and then, you know, they might run and do something else and come back and pick it up, but not just leave it.
Yeah.
Even I don't do that yeah. shit. I eventually pick it up.
I'll come back, like, after a month or something like that, and that pal still sitting there.
No, see, that's
fucked
up. Oh,
that's trifling. That's just trifling.
That's
just downright trifling.
Yeah, because, see, now me, I'm the type that, I am junky. I'm junky. Nah, I was told that it's the difference between being junky and being just dirty. I'm junky. I mean, like you said, dog, I would like to take, I'm not the sorting. I'm not the sorting out type. Like, you know, like, okay, the whites go here, the whites go. I will throw all the dirty clothes in the closet. I will. I have done that. I'm not going to sit here and lie and say I haven't. I have done that. But, no, just shit like you didn't ate some McDonald's and just threw it on the floor and, oh, well, there you go. It'd be there. Nah, you can't be doing that shit like that.
I think that's real. I think that's just trifling. You know what I mean? But I expect that from a dude, but I do not. If I meet a woman and I go to her crib and her crib is fucked up, that's shit. I'm not fucking with her.
Well, now
you know
here's
I mean?
The thing. Here's the thing about that, dog. Now, most women probably not like that, But the women that are, I've heard that, and this is just what I've heard, men do it all the time. Why we can't?
Because you're a woman. You're supposed to be clean. Didn't your mama teach you that? I mean, I'm a dude and shit. My mama was like, clean up the goddamn house. You ain't going outside till you clean up the house. You know what I mean?
Right. Well, I mean, we all have to do that.
Right, but you should grow up like that. That's
well,
one of the things throughout your childhood that should stick with you. Keeping a halfway decent crib. You know what I'm saying? I mean, ain't nobody's
right.
crib immaculate. But goddamn, if you're expecting company, clean them up. I mean, come on, dog. You meet a female, she invites you over, and her crib is fucked up, and she knew you was coming over? What does that say about her?
Well, that's the whole thing about women being women and men being men. Women need to be fucking women, and that's what the fuck you supposed to do. You supposed to clean the house. Now, if you with a nasty motherfucker, then that's your problem. You know what I'm saying? Then you should be with somebody nasty. But, I mean, typical stuff, just like you said, throwing your clothes in the closet. You know, a lot of people do stuff like that. But if you're just throwing garbage on the floor expecting me to pick it up, I ain't going to deal with, don't deal with no shit like that. You know what I'm saying?
True.
I'm just not going to deal with no shit like that. Now, you're just going to be throwing garbage on the floor and think I'm just going to be running up behind you picking up trash.
Nah, I
but,
agree
you
with
know,
that. I agree
you know,
with that. You should not do that.
But I mean, but
no dude should do
stuff,
that.
But I mean, normal, typical cleaning of the house, shit you supposed to do anyway. And washing clothes. And my, I don't know why men throw their stuff in the, I don't know. If you got a woman, I don't know why you throwing your shit in the closet anyway if you have a woman. That's my whole thing. Your shit should be washed. So.
Well, you
I'm talking
now,
about a single man. I'm talking about a single dude.
Well, yeah,
no
okay, well, single, yeah, that's different.
No, I'm just speaking in general. Like, you know, I'm just speaking in the sense of, like, every man. Every man, I mean, every man, I know every man to just take their shit off and just, whatever. I mean, that's what us men do. We toss our shit. It's the caveman.
I still do that shit. I'm married.
Yeah,
I
but
I'll shit. I'll take my shirt
woman,
off and drop that bitch right on the floor.
But don't your woman or your wife rather come pick it up and put it in a hamper or something?
And say something to me about it, too. But, I mean, I still do it to the... I leave socks laying around like a mom. I'm just not... Hey,
yeah.
I get to it. You know what I'm saying? I'll pick it. You ain't got to pick it up. I'll pick it up. Win. When I get ready to get up. You know what I'm saying? You know, you land on the couch and you just kick your socks off. They fall on the floor. You know what I'm saying? You take your shirt off, lay it on the couch. You know, little shit like that.
Now, I'll pick up everything, but I ain't picking up no crusty, funky-ass socks. I can't do it.
Hey, my socks ain't crusty and funky.
I'm just saying, some men's socks be crusty. You been sweating in your socks all day. I ain't touched that shit.
That's fucked up.
I'll pick it up with one of them.
Hey, what they say? You supposed to love me, girl. What the fuck is your problem?
Unconditional, baby. Unconditional.
Oh,
at least I don't
shit.
Leave my drawers in the middle of the bathroom floor. Some motherfuckers do that shit.
I could deal with
I
that.
I can't do that shit. No, I ain't picking up no damn dirty-ass panties. I pick up your dirty-ass socks. I pick up some dirty-ass panties.
That shouldn't be dirty.
It's the same thing. You sweat. Your panties all crusty. You sweating in them and shit. They're like,
my panties ain't never crusty. Thank you very much.
And neither are my socks. So if you can't pick up my socks, I can't pick up your panties.
I'm just saying, some men's feet don't, they just, it ain't right. It just ain't right when they've been working and sweating in them all day. I just don't want to put some men got nice feet. Some men don't.
Well, I'm just saying, I think, you know, when it comes to cleaning,
See, me and my wife, we have an understanding. I take care of the outside, she take care of the inside. That's it. That's our understanding. And it's a beautiful plan. See,
well,
I
now,
cut the grass but once a week.
You better stay your ass out that grass.
Right. Keep your cats and bees and shit.
Yeah, yeah. Nah, okay. Now, like, okay, now, all right, Janine. I, from what I hear, you are that, even though, like, you know, you do what you do, you work and do that, you pretty much, when you come home, you're the woman of the house, right?
Yeah.
Okay, why is it that, I mean, maybe you can't explain it. Why is it that women feel the need that they got to be the man and the woman of the house? I mean, now hold on before you sit. And I'm asking about the people who just, you know, who just has that need. I mean, it's not like your man not doing nothing. It's just you just got to be the man and the woman. I mean, don't that just?
What do you
mean
by? Let me ask you to clarify something for me, dog. What do you mean by the man and the woman? What do you mean by being the man?
Okay, for instance, motherfucker, they want you to cook. I mean, they want you to cook. They want you to clean. You know what I'm saying? But then at the same time, they want you to treat them like a woman. They want you to do everything. You know, now, okay, they want you to cook, they want you to clean. Then when it comes to bill time, well, you the man, you need to pay the bills. I mean, well, what the fuck do you do? You ain't cooking, you ain't cleaning, you ain't paying no bills. What is your position here?
I guess you just that fuck you when you wanna be fucked.
Evidently, they gonna do it if you allow it to be done.
I don't think it's wrong with a man cooking, though.
If you establish that from the beginning.
You said what,
though? With a man cooking every once in a while.
Okay, but I'm just saying, if you the designated cook.
You mean like every day, every other day?
Yeah. You done work the 8 hours a day. You got to come home, cook, make sure the motherfucking house straight.
And she doesn't work?
No. Nah.
She don't do shit?
No,
that's not gonna that relationship ain't gonna last too long. No, now I can see if we both work, we can alternate on cooking and cleaning. You know what I'm saying? You know, whoever get off first, go ahead and hook up something. But shit, if I gotta do 8 hours and then come home, cook, clean, and wash the clothes and wash the dishes, and you ain't doing shit but watching Oprah all day.
You know what? But
man,
seriously, now, and I know y'all probably be wondering, like, all right, well, who the fuck have you didn't talk to? Most women I know don't even want you in their kitchen. Get your ass out of my kitchen.
I know I don't go in the kitchen. I don't do shit in the kitchen, man.
I'm serious.
But
I mean, okay.
That type of woman I won't.
Janine, if your man was in the kitchen, what would you tell him?
I mean, it depends on what he's doing. Usually I cook. But, I mean, if he decide one day he want to do something special or something, I mean, I ain't going to tell him he can't do it, but usually I cook.
Well, I mean, let's just say he up in there fucking up your food.
Well, he need to move on out the way.
See, that's what I'm saying.
You can't be messing up the food. Costs too much money. Mm-mm. No, because, I mean, I enjoy, I guess it's a difference. Some women enjoy it, some women don't. I like to take care of the people that live in my house. I just do. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Some women don't.
I tell you this. I've been with my wife since 2012. I think I cooked 3 times total. And 2 of those was chili.
Out the can.
And 1 was tacos. Chili.
If it was out the can, that don't count.
Hey, I don't do scratch. I don't do scratch. I got to read the box. I don't do scratch.
Oh, my goodness.
But I'm cool with that, though. I don't mind a woman that loves to cook. I have no problem with that. I think that's a great thing. I ain't never got to cook, ever.
I mean, I do think it's a difference from if your man just coming by, then the person, there's someone that lives with you. I think that's different.
What do you mean?
So, like, if this is somebody I'm just dating or something like that, I just don't expect them. I mean, if they just want to contribute, they can. I'm not going to be like, I don't want your shit or nothing like that. I'm not going to act like that, but I don't ask people for anything if they don't live in my house. I mean, I know they can. I'm not saying that, you know, they can't if they, you know, that if they wanted to give me something, but I'm not going to ask for it because I just don't feel like, I don't know, I have a hard time with people giving you things when they don't live in your home.
Okay, let me ask you this. Okay, you're dealing with a motherfucker who don't live mm-hmm. with you.
Yeah.
You've been dealing for 2 years, two, three years.
Okay.
He don't live with you now.
Mm-hmm.
You're short on the rent. Do you ask him? Now, he don't live with you. You don't like really asking people, but would you ask him in that situation?
Nope. I would weigh my options. I would make sure I exhaust every option that I can. And then if I'm that desperate, I would go ask, like, my mom or somebody like that first.
Well, if I wasn't married, I'd ask you if you were single.
Boy, pride is a motherfucker, I tell you.
You stay in your crib, I'm going to stay in my crib. We ain't never moving in together, ever.
I mean, I'm not trying to be funny or nothing like that. And I'm not trying to make you seem like, I don't know, like I don't want nothing from this person. Nothing. I don't act funny or nothing about it. I mean, they wouldn't even know because I wouldn't even bring it up. If I was short on my rent, they wouldn't even know I was short on my rent.
See, I don't agree with that. I disagree with that. Even though you don't live together, but you're in a relationship, you're supposed to be able to lean on that person to help you when you need help. That's how I see it. You know what I'm saying? If you're my woman and I'm short on the rent, baby, I'm short this month. Can you help me? What's wrong with that?
I'm not saying nothing's wrong with it. I'm just saying I don't do it. That's all. That's what I'm saying. I just don't do it.
Okay, now let's suppose we in a relationship and I ask you, would you help me? Even though you won't ask me ever, but let's say I ask you, I'm short on the rent this month, baby. Can you help me? Would that offend you because you've never asked me?
No. If I had it, I would help.
You about to make him go get a divorce. He looking at her right now.
The fuck? The
fuck is this?
And
serious. I don't know why I'm like that. I mean, I don't know. I got issues about it. I don't know. I feel like people, I don't know. I feel like I owe somebody something if I ask them. But I feel like if you live in my house, if we live together, then these are our bills. It's not just mine. You hear what I'm saying? See, when you're not listening,
but,
if you're not
I'm going to tell you now, if I give you something, you owe me.
What?
And if I give you something, you owe me.
Whatever.
And I'll be there to collect it at night, baby. Give it here. Yeah, my sugar finna get real nasty.
Oh, goodness.
I'm just saying. I mean, me personally, that's all. I mean, I ain't saying it like you really actually owe me sex, but shit, if I did, I'd be like, oh, girl, come on now. I'm playing.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know, man. I think pride is a motherfucker. That's all I can say.
So you think, everybody thinks it's pride. I don't think it's my pride. It's not that I can't ask nobody for nothing. I don't think it's my pride that's stopping me from asking somebody for something.
Well, maybe, okay. I mean, you know what? In some cases, like, okay, maybe it's the situation. Like, just say, baby, he's not or she's not. You know that the person's not financially secure or something?
Yeah, I look at that. Because if say he paying child support, I'm just making stuff up, say he paying child support or, you know, he's trying to keep his license shit on, why am I going to go ask you for money? To get, you know, to me, that's getting further in debt. You know what I'm saying? That's not helping.
But
us.
You know what? For me, I would be pissed off if I found out that you needed help and you didn't ask me, and I'm supposed to be your man.
Yeah,
I'm gonna be pissed off. Why are you supposed to come to me first? I should be your first. I should be the first person you come to. I'm your man. We in a relationship. We together.
Mm-hmm.
But you won't come to me. That's going to piss me off.
Hmm.
You know what I mean?
So you ultra,
I mean,
you
just me.
You sensitive anyway. It don't matter.
Well, I'm just saying, man.
You changed from dove to dial? And you didn't talk to me about this?
I'm talking about, man, come on, man. Everybody need help every once in a while. Everybody knows.
I'm not disputing that, dog. I'm just saying.
Let me finish. If we in a relationship, we boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever, you should come to me when you need help. Just like I'm supposed to be able to come to you when I need help. But if you don't ever come to me when you need help, how am I supposed to feel? Because now I'm feeling like, okay, you need help, you didn't come to me, so apparently you must think I can't help you. So why am I even here? We supposed to help each other. At least give me the opportunity to say I ain't got it. You know, that's all I'm saying.
Okay, now let me ask you this. What if you ain't never got it? And I mean, just hypothetically, you ain't never got it. Do you think at some point she gonna get mad at you? Like, damn, man,
yeah,
every time I ask this motherfucker, he ain't got shit.
Well, it's probably. Probably. But, I mean, shit, I'm going to be able to help you some kind of way. If I care about you, then I'm going to come up with it to help you some kind of way. If I care about you that much. Even if I don't, I may not have it financially. Hold on, let me bring in a caller. Caller, what's happening? Who this?
This is Selena. What's going on?
What's happening, Selena?
What's up, Selena, baby?
Hey, what's our comeback?
Um, How far does Chime get upset if you don't tell him everything?
That's not what I'm saying, man. Selena, we in a relationship. We've been together 2-3 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
You short on your rent. And you've mm-hmm. never, ever asked me for anything, ever. In this whole entire relationship, you never asked me to help you for anything. But mm-hmm. this particular month, you just a little short. Would you come to me first, or would you go to somebody else to get the help? But we are in a relationship.
But and y'all don't live together.
Right, we don't live together.
I never, ever asked you for anything. I'll ask you if I never, ever asked you for anything, then yeah, I guess I would ask you.
You well, come to me first?
I never asked you for nothing. I was asking for somebody else. So I'm going to ask them for the thing that I'm going to ask you.
But I'm not your first person you're going to ask, though. But I'm your man.
Yeah, but, you know, if I haven't asked you for nothing, that means I probably think, you know, you probably need his stuff. So I want to ask my ex somebody, you know what I'm saying, who I know probably got it. And it don't necessarily have to be another man. You know what I'm saying?
Right, but it's, how you know I ain't got it if you don't ask me for it?
If she around you enough, she know your situation.
Right.
Man, I married the wrong motherfucker.
Oh, man. I like that.
Well, now, dogs, I can honestly say with this, man. See, I think your problem is you want to be in a loop of everything. Some things, I mean, I ain't saying some things you need to just stay out of, but, you know, with her saying, I mean, with them saying what they saying, it's not the fact I'm going to get mad at you. I'll be like, hey, yeah, you know you can't come to me for help, you know, if I got it. But, I mean, at the same time, that's just like if she came to you 6 times. You was only able to help her 2. Why she don't keep coming to you?
Well, I mean, I understand that too, but I'm just saying. Maybe I was able to help you 5 out of the 6 times.
You was only able to help her 2.
I would rather her ask me first, and then if I don't have it, we can work on a plan to try to get it together. That's all I'm saying.
Ain't nothing wrong with that either. Ain't nothing wrong with that either.
That's all I'm saying.
No, I mean, if we was living together, that would be different. I would expect, you know, us to both chip in on the deal. But I believe it should go according to what we make.
So if you're making more money than me, you should pay more bills than me?
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah, I definitely. I see divorce court in my future, because shit. You got a sister or something that think like you?
I've always done it like that. I mean, if I'm making, I mean, shit, if we look at the bills and I say, okay, I'm making this amount, you're making this amount, and I make twice as much as you, I'm not going to make you pay half of everything, and then you left with nothing.
Shit.
I just don't do it like that. I don't know, I just don't. So I will pay more. So say I'm making more. So I will pay 60-70% of the bills, and you only pay 30. Because at the end of the day, it's evening out. Because I still have my money left over, and then therefore you still have some money left over.
So I'm assuming nobody believes in pooling everything. That nobody believes in Your money is my money. My money is your money. Putting it all together. Nobody believes in that?
No.
Nah. Nah. Nah.
Definitely not.
Now that I didn't
well,
say.
I mean, you know what? And I'm with Janine because the guy that I was with, I gave him, he didn't leave up to making what I was making. And 6 months, I gave him 6 months, I paid everything. So he got on his foot, but then 6 months, he was going to let me go to school. You know what I'm saying? And he paid 6 months because, you know, he got his money up and stuff. That shit didn't work. So, I mean, it just depends on who your partner is and what kind of situation y'all got. No matter who makes it, because how y'all making, no matter, I say it don't really matter who making the most. If y'all do split the bill and you need some shit, you know, just be letting me know.
Right.
But that shit don't bother me.
I don't want to make more than that. That's what I'm saying. So that's why I like to do it that way, because therefore he'll have his own money left over to do the things he want to do. Because it could be he paying half and stuff like that. But usually from the men I've talked to, they don't want to keep running to me. Then they feel like they begging me for money.
Right. Maybe. Well, I'm it's safe to say I'm never doing that shit again.
Okay, now, Tarma, let me ask you. You got a girl that's willing to do what Janine says she do. Do you milk the cow, or do you try to stand on your own 2 feet?
Me, personally, I got to stand on my own.
Now, that's the thing.
What
you have a lot
up?
Of people. Yeah, because my thing is this. Okay. You want to do things on your own, you know, and I mean, we all struggle. We all fall down, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, it's good to know that you got somebody there to help you get back up. My problem comes in when the motherfucker, you ain't even trying. Fuck it, I'm finna go to her. I'm finna get this money from her. You know what I'm saying? And when it's just like you constantly just like, oh, hey, baby, you know I got to do this. You know I got to do that. You know I got to pay. Can you pay my car note? Show it on my rent. Shit. I need some money. Go out to the club tonight. You know, motherfuckers abuse that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but at the same time, though, you got to put some of that blame on the woman, because if she keep giving it to him, why the fuck can't you stop asking?
I mean, but as a man, as a man, you're not going to keep asking, though. You're not going to keep asking. It's nice to know that, okay, if I ever get in a jam, she'd be there to help me. But just say, well, every payday, every time she get paid, you right there with your hand out.
Well, what I did, I just set it in the drawer, like, you know, they got the extra cash, you know what I'm saying? That's where it's at. But that was, you know what I'm saying, extra money that came after we paid what we had to pay. So it was mostly mine, but, you know what I'm saying, I didn't use it like that. But then it became I ain't got to pay shit. I ain't even about, you know what I'm saying, pay, do little extra shit that needed to be done, you know, little miscellaneous stuff.
Don't get me wrong. I ain't talking about little $5, $10 and shit like that, $20. I ain't talking about shit like that. Well, the motherfucker just like, okay, hey, WAP, he need $300-$400. You like, God damn. I mean, I think that go both ways, though.
You
know what I'm
saying? Yeah, they do. I'm not giving a woman no $300 every time I get paid. Fuck that.
Okay, let me ask you this, bro. And I know you haven't, I know you don't, but what if the situation was that, and your wife came to you and said, well, the best thing to do in our situation is when you get paid, you need to just hand over the check to me.
All right, let me bring in a caller right quick and I'll answer that, bro. Caller, what's happening? Who this?
What up, man? It's Drew.
What's happening, Drew?
What's happening, dog?
What up?
Talking about these women, man. You know how we are. We bash. Nah, I'm just playing. But now, could you do it? No, I'm serious, man. Could you do it? Hold on. Now, here's the thing. She's better with the money than you are.
She can get some of it. She ain't
no, I mean, but hold on, dog. No, what I'm saying is, I've been around you, you've been around me. We're not the best motherfuckers when it comes to budgeting our money.
Between me and you,
if we got a pocket full of money, by the time we get home, we're going to be damn near broke.
Especially
if we go out. Now, she's better at budgeting money than we are.
My stepfather used to give his check to my mother.
Do you do it?
I don't know, man. I can't see myself giving up my whole check. You know, if she like want a percentage to save, I'm okay with that.
But now here, like I said, dog, the realistic part of this is that she's better with the fucking money. She's better with the money. Now, she's going to give you your hold on, dog. She's going to give you an allowance out of it.
You out of your motherfucking mind. I'm a grown ass man. I don't get no damn allowance.
I'm just saying, dog. Well, she's better with the money.
This is crazy.
I don't give a fuck. I'm not giving up my whole check.
Drew, what's happening, man?
Drew,
what's
happening?
What you got to say about it, man? Another man on the phone.
It's crazy because I just went through that. You know what I'm saying? That's why I'm laughing, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, I had to go as far as go sit down and talk to my mama. Because I ain't never did that before. At all the time I've been married before, I ain't never just gave the woman my money. All my money. I worked 2 weeks, you know, every get paid every 2 weeks. Worked hard on my money, just hand my check over to her. But I did it.
You,
and it worked. It,
you done
it's
it?
Working. Yeah, I'm doing it now. And it's working.
Oh.
It's working, man. Yeah, I don't hear
you. Your whole check?
Okay, so now Drew, I was just bullshitting about the allowance, but how do you get money?
I mean, she give it to me. You know what I'm saying? She is way more better at handling money than I am. I fucked my money up. You know what I'm saying? I'm just gonna keep it real. And she's better business wise. And then to be honest with you, I get more money in my pocket now than I did when I had I paid my own bill.
Oh. Okay. Yeah.
So I don't have no problem.
It always works for, you know, different people for different stuff. It always works.
I'm not knocking it. You know we on Sin City. We got to talk shit now. But, I mean, I'm not knocking it if it works for them. But, you know what? I've been sitting here fucking with my guy, but I couldn't do it. I can't do it.
I was like, if we got into a heated argument because of that too, because I was like, man, I didn't give you all my goddamn money. You
okay, Drew. So I mean, what made you give in?
What made me give in? I thought she do. She pays all the bills.
I'm talking about for y'all that keep y'all money. What do y'all give the money to the person who paying the bills? Is that how y'all do it?
Yeah, I mean, I just, like I said, I give her the whole check. When if I get paid $900, I give her the whole $900. And then she gives me money back from my pocket, you know what I'm saying? And I'm cool. And everything else is taken care of. And she puts money up for us to save and, and whatever we do, you know what I'm saying? She takes care of all of it.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. Everyone is now dumber for having listened to it. May God have mercy on your soul.
Hey, but it worked, though, man. It worked.
I mean, you, Drew, because that's the same way my mother and stepfather used to do.
Hey, and my mama used to do the same thing to my daddy. She'd give her a check to my dad. He was just better with money.
Honestly, my stepfather was drunk, and we all beat him up. She coming to help me and his kid. Love to the grandkids. He'd be slapped.
I'm going to work tomorrow, man. Messing with my girl tomorrow, man.
Hey, I mean, see, we just randomly got on this conversation, but goddamn, shit, the whole check.
I don't
know if my pride would let me do it, dog. I just don't know.
That's what got me at first too, man. I swear we got in some heated arguments about that.
So what made you just jump in, dog? I mean, seriously.
I talked to my mom. Me and my mom had a talk. I said, Mama, I ain't never did no thing like this.
But
and
wait a minute,
said,
hold on now. You said your mama did your daddy like that, right?
Yeah, she gave her money. That's what convinced me. When she told me how she was and she gave my father all her money that she worked hard for, she said, but everything, you see how we, you know, how y'all was raised up and we had everything. So your daddy took care of everything. You know what I'm saying? He was just better with money. She said, I had everything I always wanted.
Oh, so your mother gave your daddy the money?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Gave her her check.
What you got to say about that?
I mean,
so let me just ask this one question. Now, Drew, you said you get paid every 2 weeks?
Every 2 weeks, yeah.
So every second Friday, as soon as you hit the dough, your girl is...
You owe me some money, motherfucker!
Yeah, when I get home, I give it to her.
Oh, man. You know what? I commend you, dog. That's a hard one to do. You say why?
A lot of people doing that, though. It's a lot of people do that, though.
I'm not even disputing. I'm not even saying that it's not. But I'm just saying for me, because see, I didn't grow up like that. I didn't grow up in that type of environment. I grew up around greedy motherfuckers. I grew up around, hey, what the fuck you mean that give you my motherfucking, man, I can hear my old man now. Ain't nobody getting half a shit of my motherfucking money. I will tell you right now, I can hear my old man, what the fuck is wrong with you, boy? You done gave the motherfucking all your motherfucking money. Motherfucker, you done went out like a motherfucking pup. I'm not saying that you're doing. I'm just saying that's how my daddy would come to me. Dog, my old man would lose his mind. You gave up your one hole. I can see that, but see, my old man type be like, hey.
Was way higher than that.
Huh?
Nah, I was talking to me. Hey, but check it out. The only thing that I had a problem, you know what I'm saying, with that, and it happened. You know what I'm saying? I was like, we had got into it, right? I had gave her, you know, first time I did it. It was like a month ago. And I did it, right? And we got into a little, you know what I'm saying? I said, man, you know, man, the hell with all this, man. I done gave you all my goddamn money now. I ain't got that. I'm mad. I said, but that's the only time we really got, you know, it was a problem. We had got into it, and I had got mad. Then I came to my senses. I was like, man, it's all good. We do it. It's great.
Man, I could not go back to it. I'm not being funny. I mean, if it worked for you, that's cool, but I could not go back home. I am not bullshitting. I could not go back home. Man, and tell my old man, Simon, you know how he is at a barbecue. See, my old man,
why
he
you
decided,
to tell him, though?
Man, I mean, you know, I mean, I'm just saying, like how you went to talk to your mother. You know, let's just say my mother is love you, Ma. But my mother's hard to talk to. Now my old man, I could kinda talk to him, you know, we could talk like men, you know what I'm saying? So my mother's hard to talk to. So, but see, I can see my old band. We at the barbecue. That, now, who the hell is all that in the background?
Exactly.
Somebody got some. Somebody gets into an argument in the background. Something.
Who?
I don't know.
I don't hear nothing.
Must be coming from your house, then. You talking about you don't hear it.
Ain't nobody arguing here.
No, I'm just hearing somebody talking real loud. I'm just saying. My old man, he the type that he'd be like, well, you know, you got to do what you got to do. Well, now let's just say we get to the barbecue. He'll look at Father Time like, so you didn't gave your whole motherfucking checkup too? You know, he'd be like, really? Did you really have to tell everybody that? That's how my old man is.
But really, whoever takes care of the bills of the house, you still doing it in the household anyway. You just doing it a different way.
Yeah.
Like everything going in the household.
Everything going to the household is just going a different way. And then whatever you left with, that's what you left with.
Right. What's the difference if your bills was $1,200 and y'all went half? You know what I'm saying? And giving her $600 and you had the change left, you know what I'm saying, after a check or whatever. What's the difference? You just give her and she's still going to give you some money? What's the difference?
You're right, though.
It's just a point that you giving your whole check to your woman, huh? That's just it.
That's just it. I ain't going to lie to you. That's just it. I ain't going to need to lie to you, bud. That's just it.
I agree. I can't do it.
And I mean, to be honest, as a woman, I wouldn't even want my man to do that.
Why are you rubbing it in the toilet?
I wouldn't even want your kid.
Yeah, I do.
You good, because you ain't getting that motherfucker. You ain't getting a percentage.
I'll take it.
Oh, damn chance. And shit, I don't want you to come and looking at my shit either. Don't look at mine. I don't want yours. You ain't getting mine.
So what about when you work overtime, dog? What about if you get that little overtime? Right? Get your little extra?
Everything.
Damn, everything?
Everything.
Mm-mm.
You know, I'm going to ask you. Man, you're taking this man's hitting me.
Yes, are you?
Yeah. I can't say that. I am doing that. Shit, I'm hungry, shit.
Yeah.
You're the only motherfucker that got to keep it in.
Yes, are you eating?
Let's fuck up.
All right, well, listen. We got a lot of people listening right now, so if y'all want to jump in, you got to push one and we'll bring you in.
If we got any other fellas on here that's listening, and they agreed to get the money up, I want to hear it. I want to hear from some women that's getting the money.
Okay, I think we got you back.
50 people get on.
Yeah, I mean, I hit it on accident.
Wait a minute, hold on. Janine, you said what?
It don't matter.
Whoa, hold on, Janine. Hold on,
get
Janine.
On here.
Let me bring in a caller. Let me bring in a caller. Caller, what's happening?
Hey, what's going on, everybody?
What's
who is
happening?
This?
Mia.
Oh,
the one that gets all the money.
Hey. Well.
Wait a minute, did she just get on there and say that?
That's how we play as role.
Did she just get on national radio and say the one that gets all the money?
Everything. Ooh.
So, me, how I feel to be the big ball of shot caller of the family?
I don't feel like that. I just feel like I'm just better at maintaining the money. I want to make sure that we got it for when we need it and everything is taken care of.
So,
hey, Mia, I got a new theme song for you. Mia, this is your new theme song. Everybody, this is Mill theme song. Drew, don't get offended.
I'm Rick James, bitch. It's a celebration, bitch.
Oh,
I mean,
God damn.
I mean, okay. Man, I'm Drew, you a bad boy. I got to give you that one. You a bad boy. I can't do it. I'm
it
sorry.
Ain't, it ain't like I'm putting the money in my pocket.
Hey, yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
I mean, I ain't saying you ain't spending it wisely, but it is going to your, that he's giving it to you. Man.
He would give it to me regardless. He would give it to me regardless.
Okay, let me ask you this question.
Wait a minute, hold on. Wait a minute, I got to speak on this one. What you mean he giving it to you regardless?
He would give it to me regardless for the bill. All
right, not every penny? Not every penny?
But you have to realize, listen to what is being said. I give him what's left over.
Oh, God damn. Hey. That just hit me like a knife every time you say it. I give you what's left over. I just hear it.
I only have what's left over for mine. So what's the difference? My check go in the bank and pays the bills. His check go in the bank, it pays the bills. So I get what's left over in mine, and he get what's left over in his.
Do y'all split it down the middle 50-50?
So that's what I was saying. How do y'all decide on how much of the bills get paid by who? Does somebody make more than the other?
Yeah, somebody do make more than the other. the one that makes more than the other picks up on the other little stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Ooh, that.
There's still little stuff that has to happen.
We calling out names. Who made the most money? Who made the most money?
You make the most money. You make the most money now.
Who?
You. You make more money than anybody.
I pay child support. I don't make shit.
Well, all right.
Shit, child support tear my ass up. I can't wait. I got one more year left.
We make the same amount. We bring in the same amount of money every 2 weeks home.
Well, I guess I have to ask you since you're the gatekeeper of the money. As he get overtime, do he get that little extra money?
He get whatever's left over out of his check. So if it's overtime that he got, yes, he will get it.
Now, oh, okay. So now he may, now let's just say he
but hold on, but hold on. The bills, he got his own bills, so they get paid out his check too.
I mean, but okay. Yeah, we just use the estimated figure.
I'm just like a cook. Hey,
Can I finish?
Stupid. What?
You don't know what I'm about to say. It's my show. I can't finish. Ain't that a bitch?
What?
See, that's what I'm talking about. What am I going to tell me what I have to say on my show? Anyway.
I'm Rick James, bitch.
No, don't let that shit go to your head now. God damn it.
Okay, I'm listening. What?
No, now, I'm saying, like, okay, let's just say estimated. We estimate that, I mean, we just bullshitting at the figures. Let's just say my man brings home $900 every 2 weeks,
mm-hmm.
right? Now, he decides, so you know what? I'm going to work over, you know, get a couple of extra dollars. So now, you know, you might bring home, let's just say you might, he didn't hump. He didn't work, let's just say he made $1,200 this check. Now, y'all basically y'all income on that $900 and whatever you bring in. Let's just say you bring in $900 too. So that's $1,800, mm-hmm. right? So y'all basing y'all checks on that right there, right?
Mm-hmm.
So now let's just say that extra $300 that just came in because he worked. You know, he like, fuck it, you know. Hey, that's that extra $300 is mine. Do that go to him?
If he has something that he wants to do with it, then yeah, he can have it. But if he don't have nothing that he want to do with it, then it goes into the savings. It's not savings too.
But what I mean, he did that just so he could have some. See, fuck it, I want some party money.
Yeah.
So that's what. But
you have to realize he get enough out of his check that I give him back to do whatever he wants to do.
He wants extra.
I just said if he has something that he wants to do, then yes, he can have it.
Okay, so there ain't nothing he want to do. He just want extra money. That's why he works overtime to get that extra.
Hold on, y'all. I just got a text from Drew. All right, you want me to play that one, man? All right, me or Drew want me to play this for you.
Shut the fuck up! Say something else! Say something else, nigga!
Oh, boy, y'all killing me.
Don't get mad because I have whole function.
I didn't do it. Nobody gets mad. Shit. I'm glad it worked for you. I was just curious to know.
He gets plenty. Like
okay, so but you still ain't answered the question. If he wanted that extra $300, just the bullshit with, can he have it?
Yes, I said yes 3 times.
No, you didn't. You said he gets enough. You said he gets enough out of his money.
I said,
do I gotta rewind this?
Yes, rewind it because I said it 3 times. I said if he has anything extra that he wants to do, then yes, he can have it.
Well, he don't want to do nothing. He just want to have. And I keep saying he don't got nothing extra. He just want to have it.
But if he work overtime, that means he got something he want to do.
Yeah, he want to put it in his pocket. That's what he want to do.
And he can put it in his pocket.
That's what I've been asking you.
Or he can say, baby, just keep the extra and put it in the savings for our trip or whatever.
Yeah, well, he ain't saying that. That was the whole purpose of the conversation. That part wasn't even the part of it.
Well,
I'll work to get this extra money to put in my pocket.
Yes, he can. He sure can. As long as everything else is taken care of, he sure can.
But everything else is already taken care of after the previous money.
So, yes, the hand for again, but the eighth time is yes. The money is taken care of after 80 hours, ain't it? You want me to say no? Is that what you want me to say? No, I'm just asking a question. Look, you got on this motherfucker. You know we're going to say something to you. Can you hear me, Janine? How many times I say yes? How many times I say yes? Yeah, I thought so.
Yeah, but every time she say yes, she keep putting that little clothes in it.
I'm wondering, now how many times have you put the clothes in it? Janine is talking. What you say, Janine? Do you compare? You got one more time. One more motherfucking time. Do y'all compare the bills together and the money together? Or what I do is his bills and then you have the household bills. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. He has his separate bills. I have my separate bills. Them got the household bills. So once the household bills is paid, whatever he has to pay, I pay it for him to make sure that it gets paid. Mm-hmm. I already take care of mine. You see what I'm saying? I'm just
like a helpmate because I'm more responsible.
And whatever he got left over, I don't see that.
It ain't even the fact that you ain't doing right. It's just you got a mouth. And look at it.
That's the one that would be getting me.
Look, Drew probably looking at it like, look, goddamn it. Now that all these motherfuckers are getting the money.
I need to train your mouth. How about that?
That's the whole purpose of the show, to hear my mouth.
Oh, Lord Jesus. Somebody else change the subject because this man is mad because I'm not mad.
First of all, let's get that straight. I am not mad. That hell, it ain't my check, it's his.
Drew, I feel your pain, man.
I'm not getting
money.
What's
the difference? Hold, no, listen.
Hold on.
What's the difference if he pays his bills and had $300 left out of his check? What's the difference? He still got $300 in his pocket.
Look, why are you getting mad? What you getting mad for?
Because that's crazy.
I'm not the one getting mad. You the one getting mad.
I ain't getting mad.
Serious.
I'm just making it clear. I'm just
you
making
just
it clear.
Said,
no
I said, why you getting mad?
You
said because. When the person say because,
I
that means they mad.
I said no. It ain't because
no.
It's a fact.
Damn, how do you keep
man,
changing
said,
the story that everybody keep hearing? I said you getting mad. You said yeah because. So, therefore, it's not me getting
I
mad.
Said,
it's
I'm
you
making
getting
a
mad.
Point. I'm making a point.
Drew.
Yeah.
I'm going to buy you a bottle,
say.
Man. Damn,
he ain't got
okay.
nothing to say.
Damn, Drew, you
I,
ain't got nothing to say. My bad.
My
bad, Drew, you ain't got nothing to say.
He happy.
Hey, I know what Drew thinking, man. Oh, I know, Drew, I'm not mad at you,
yeah.
man, but I know exactly what you thinking.
Hey, where are the white women at?
Nah, I ain't going to never say that.
Oh, my goodness.
Man,
dang. Like I said, though, we got a lot of people listening. Hold on one minute. We got a lot of people listening. If y'all want to join the conversation, you got to push one, and we'll bring you in.
I'm not upset with you. My man Drew happy about it. Shit. I'm glad.
Everything all right.
Mm-hmm. You got on here. Now, you have been all going to ask
you. Yeah, I'm fine with that. Let me ask you a question.
I'm listening.
So how do you feel about when you get your money in your pocket and you got to pay, say your check $900, and you got to come up with $600, $700 to give for the bills, for your half of the bills, for out of that check. How would you feel? What's the difference? I'm asking you, how do you feel about that? That you have to give up $700 of your check, and that leave you with $200-$300.
I mean, shit, that's life. We go through that. That happens.
Okay. So. How is there a difference if he gives me the check and I give him what's left over?
Well, I mean,
after
because I
pay.
Let me add something else to it.
Please and do. would you feel any different about it, doing it the way that you're doing it, by paying it yourself, or I'm paying it and you get verification of what I didn't pay?
Huh? Wait a minute. You kind of lost me on that. You get verification. Well, I hope you ain't gonna go to the boat with the fucking money. Shit, what you mean?
Of course not. I'm not going to the boat. I'm gonna return the boat.
Damn, you my lady, so I'm gonna trust. I'm gonna trust you if you my lady.
My point is,
okay. No, my point is, it's just a motherfucking man thing that I want
to
sit there. I'd rather give you that.
That's what I need to hear.
Okay, so what's the difference with him giving you the $700 and then you giving him the $200? What's the difference in that?
The difference is,
so what, you think he won't give it to you?
He's not good with his money.
So
what
you trying to say is that he won't give you the $700?
Yep.
He's on all weekend, payday and the whole weekend.
Damn, Drew, what you do? Hey, Drew, what you do? You don't come home on Sunday? God damn, Drew, what you do?
Man, y'all motherfuckers is crazy.
Drew, this your old lady saying this, man. This your old lady that got you on here out here looking bad.
Some people just not good with paying their bills on time. They just mess their money up wherever they do. They just not good at it.
Drew, she said you come home Sunday talking about what the fuck you talk about. I got money, goddamn it.
It's temptations out there.
Drew, you get
right,
Who's that and who this?
It's me, man. I don't know why I keep hitting the wrong button. What y'all say? I ain't heard nothing but laughing. What was said? I ain't heard nothing but laughing.
You don't want to know, man. You don't want to know. You don't want to know, man.
There he go.
Just tell her you love her.
You already know that.
Damn. Ooh-wee. All right, Drew. So you don't come home, huh? You don't come home on Friday?
What?
Yeah, I'm just saying, Drew, I'm just going by your lady. She talking about shit. You got to bring home the money because you shit. Hey, you ain't good.
He ain't good with keeping up with the dates of the bills to be due dates.
You know what day he get paid?
He don't know what day the bills are due.
Well, damn, can't you just tell him that? Can't you just say, hey, baby, the bill due today?
It's easier just give it to her, man, and I ain't got to worry about shit. I'm cool.
So, in other words, you just say, fuck it, if I give it to her, I ain't got to hear her damn mouth.
I ain't got to do nothing. Everything is peaceful.
Yep.
Bam. Okay.
But I would give it. I would get if he was more responsible than I am. I would give him mine.
I highly doubt that, but okay.
I would. That everything, I'm going to keep a roof over my head, have everything I need. I ain't going to
hurt
myself.
You're an alcoholic or something, Drew. You on crack or something, Drew. What the fuck is you on when she talking about she can't even trust you with the money?
Hey,
I didn't say I couldn't trust him with the money.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
Drew.
What's up?
Let's go out, man. Let's go out this weekend,
yeah.
Drew.
Go out this weekend.
Ain't nobody talking to you. Why you keep co-signing? I'm talking to this man. You got all the money, damn. Now you got to talk to? Damn.
It's all good.
I know, it's great.
It's good.
It's great. You're not going to get last word on my show. I don't know why you keep trying to do it. It's not going to happen. I will mute you before you get last word.
I sure am trying to get last word. You get it.
And it's not going to happen. I will mute you before you get last word.
Okay. I ain't going to say nothing else. Don't ask me nothing either.
I've been talking to you. You called in. Sick. Okay. Drew. Hell yeah, out here, man. Don't worry about it, Drew. Don't worry. I guarantee you this. Boy, I'm going to have all kinds of motherfucking comments on this show. What the fuck? I'm going to see WTF so many damn times. What the fuck? There you go. You still talking. I thought you said you were going to stop talking.
It's good for your ratings. That's all I said. It's good. I'm glad. I'm happy to help. Janine, what's going on?
Didn't I just tell you the last word? Shit, don't be trying to talk to me like you gonna just open our whole conversation up. You just already started the war. Nah, I refuse to let you have last word. Nah. Oh boy, Janine, how you doing?
Selena, you on the show? Is that you, Selena?
She was,
ooh,
baby. Selena was on here, and I think she did cut out.
Oh, okay.
I think a lot of people cut out after hearing you scream the way you just did.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, my goodness.
Treat me like a stepchild.
Baby, you know I love you. Drew, you don't get a lot of sympathy.
Why?
They're going to be like, oh, baby, I'll let you keep your check.
I mean, I just wonder how would that, I don't know. I just wonder how would that go. Like, say I'm bringing home 4,000 a month.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I bring home. But he only brings home $2,000.
Mm-hmm.
So I might have, after I'm finished, after we paying all the household bills and everything, I might have $2,000 left. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
No, we got $2,000 left.
that's how it end up being too. That's how it end up being too.
He might end up only with $300.
So
I mean, I'm trying to understand. I mean, so you just putting that in savings or whatever?
But then sometimes. I mean, there's other stuff besides the major bills that you have monthly. Your needs.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You got other bills. You got to buy household supplies. You got to get this and do that. You know what I'm saying?
Damn, how much y'all
shit? So he got bills. He got bills that we pay, and then he get his money in his pocket. What he got in his pockets for him to do whatever he want to do. But in the meantime, I still am doing what I need to do for my family, and so is he.
Drew, you got a cell phone.
What the bills that I have?
Yeah, what? She keep saying that you got all these bills you got to pay.
No,
what
I
bills you got,
dog? Bills that he got to pay.
What you mean, Mike? You should, shit, you're holding the money. You don't know what bills the man got to pay?
He might not want you to know what he got to pay.
Okay, and he could just say, all right, man, you know, that's personal. Damn, why did you keep talking? That's a grown man. That motherfucker 7 foot tall. That's a big motherfucking grown man. Why did he don't need you to
jump out of planes?
Right, these motherfuckers jump out of planes. Shit.
Go ahead, baby. You can tell him if you want to.
Damn. You already know that. You better not say shit.
Y'all cracking me up. I swear y'all cracking me up.
It's the gator.
Hey, Tama, write today's date down. What's the date? The 21st. This one of the shows is gonna go down in history as one of the most memorable ones. Damn. Ooh wee. I mean, there you go. I mean, you know what, Drew? Like I said, man, I'm cracking jokes on you, but I do respect you, man, because a lot of motherfuckers can't do what you're doing. And I ain't going to even lie. I'm not one of them. I'm not going to even lie to you. I'd be lying to you if I said I could.
I mean, she'll tell you. I mean, it took me a minute.
Yes, it did.
I was feeling the same way.
Damn, does she always... can I ask you, does she always got to talk when you talking?
That's right on his radio, so.
God damn.
Hey, Mia.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Know your role and shut your mouth.
That is just an opinion.
But I'm talking to that man. You see who I talk to him? There. God damn.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, Lord. But you know what, dog? For your mother to tell you, that's a great idea. So hey, I gotta commend you.
Yeah,
my mother wouldn't say yes or no. She'd just be like, what she gonna do? Like, damn. You would know if it was something fucked up, because when I come to the family reunion or whatever little reunion we have, I see my aunties like, so that's what you did. She done went and told them. God damn. There's something she ain't agree with that. I mean, because my mother would never say, she wouldn't say, don't do it or do it. But if she didn't agree with it, either him one of mine, or better yet, even worse, my old man. Boy, you gave up all your motherfucking money. Boy, you motherfucking boy. I mean, back in 78, and I was out there pimping hoes. And you just giving up the money. Really, motherfucker?
You ain't no player.
Right. Damn.
I can hell die. Damn, all this shit. I tried to teach you. I ain't teach you shit.
Man, my mama crazy about me.
Shit. I can tell she told you to give up the money.
She know Mia got my best interest at heart, so it's cool.
Boy, your mama ain't, she ain't no Mama D, that's for damn sure. I can tell you that right off the bat. Mama D be talking about you will not have the prince money like that. That, oh wait, but you know what, man? Yeah, that's cool though. I and then I've just been teasing you all night. I've been teasing you, but that's cool. I mean, if you can, if you the one that be the, no, God damn, that don't do it. Don't man, take your motherfucking money back. No, I'm just fucking with you. Nah, I am, but I ain't, but. Yeah, we got to get out of here, man. Shit, this shit didn't hurt my heart.
Hurt your heart.
On that note, we got to get up out of here. Janine, you got any last words?
I know, right? No, I'm sorry.
It was a good show. It was good talking with everybody. I had fun, like always. And I will be on here tomorrow.
That's what's up. Drew, man of the hour. You got any last words?
Where you go? He
hung up. Who? She started talking again. Damn.
Oh, my bad.
She stopped talking before he did.
I said, who you? I said, did he hang up?
Nah, I'm listening to Lil Wayne on the Bobber's award. No, I'm
hey,
what's up?
I know what song you listening to. Damn, I miss my dogs.
You got any last words, man?
No, man. I ain't got nothing to say tonight. I'm quiet.
Oh, all
right. Mia, you got any last words?
Permission to speak?
Who are you talking to?
Yes. I hope everybody that writes on the blog agrees with me. And it was nice talking to everybody. And I hope I influenced somebody to give their money to the best one fit. Ha-ha.
Say another motherfucking word and this shit is over. And I ain't playing no. Hey, you know what, before everybody get out of here, just remember, man, July 31st, peace of mind, we having a meet and greet / birthday party for my girl Selena, so y'all can,
okay.
Y'all ain't busy. Come on out that way.
All right, check us out, man, check us out.
All right, y'all, check us out. Been a great show. Thanks to everybody that's listening on the phone, everybody listening via internet, CNCityRadioShow.com, coming real soon. All right. Keep your money, man. Keep your money, man.
All right, y'all, on that note, we out of here. Peace, love, and air grease. Tomorrow night, y'all. Deuces.